Shortstop Hernandez is back of second. Third baseman Martinez plays in the shortstop hole. The pitch. That is smacked on the ground right side, knocked down by the second baseman Willems, and then he falls to his knees and he doesn't have a play. Did well getting over to his right, but he could not secure it cleanly. An infield single for Ryan Gold, and Kirk advances to second.
Right-hander this season has only given up one earned run, six total runs on the year. Righty on lefty, the pitch. Swing and it's slashed out to right center field. On the run as Cione won't get to it. It's up the gap all the way to the wall in right center. Kirk is in to score. Here comes Lopez, and there goes to third Gold, sliding in head first, and he beats the tag applied by the third baseman Martinez. A two RBI triple for Ryan Gold, and the Lugnuts are back within a run in the third.
The deal. Hit high and deep to right. Bautista goes back at the wall, looking up. It is gone. A grand slam for Ryan Gold. 10-3 Lugnuts. He just purged the bases. The last cycle in Lugnuts team history, April 24th, 2017, by Edward Olivares. Cox is 1-2. Hit in the air down the left field line. Monroe heads over to his right, into the corner, circling in. Can't make the catch. It falls. Lopez hesitated around second base. He heads for third. Gold lands it second. We will check in with the official score. Two bases for Ryan Gold. And if he gets it, that would be the cycle. Now an error has gone up there on the scoreboard, and they are all looking from that Lugnuts dugout up here to the press box. It has turned to four errors for the Dayton Dragons.
Wow.
With this windy night, and the left fielder Monroe coming in, reaching for it. That is an above average play, and now they've reversed it. The fourth error has come down. It now reads only three errors and 16 hits has gone up for the Lugnuts. So retroactively, Ryan Gold, you have hit for the cycle.